Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Friday, August 1st. Coming up, Illinois Public Media is teaming up with Illinois' top scientists to talk about climate and weather in a new podcast called Weather Realness. That story coming up in a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An Air Pollution Action Day is in effect through tonight because of wildfire smoke from Canada. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says ozone and particulate levels could be unhealthy for sensitive groups. That includes children or adults with pulmonary or respiratory diseases. Those with asthma are also advised to limit prolonged outdoor activity. Counties in northern Illinois are at the highest level for air pollution. Champaign County is listed at a moderate level. More information is at ipmnewsroom.org. A third teenager has been arrested in the shooting of another teen on July 15th. The 14-year-old victim suffered multiple life-threatening wounds at an apartment complex along North 3rd Street. Champaign police said yesterday all the male suspects are under the age of 17. The other two were arrested the night of the shooting. Officers have also recovered two firearms involved in the incident. The victim has been released from the hospital and is recovering from his injuries. The next chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign starts today. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Charles Lee Isbell Jr. takes over from Robert Jones, who was the school's first Black chancellor. Jones is headed to Seattle to lead the University of Washington. Isbell was hired for the role in June. He told us that his first priority will be to listen to everyone on campus.
I'm going to meet the students. I'm going to meet the faculty and the staff. I'm going to go to all of the units, and I'm going to hear what is on their mind and the things that they want to do, and then we will get to work.
Isbell says those he doesn't meet can find him on the racquetball court or the ultimate frisbee field. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law yesterday a bill that will expand mental health support for grade school students across Illinois. Starting in the 2027-2028 academic year, schools must offer free screenings to students in grades 3 to 12 at least once a year. Pritzker says these screenings will make sure children who are struggling get the help they need as soon as possible.
They help us break down the stigma that too often is a barrier to seeking help. Our schools should be inclusive places where students are not just comfortable asking for help, but they're empowered to do it.
Under current law, mental health screenings in Illinois are not mandatory. Still to come, Illinois Public Media is teaming up with Illinois' top scientists to talk about climate and weather in a new podcast called Weather Realness. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 78 degrees. Smoke from Canadian wildfires may reduce air quality or create hazy conditions with the northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 56 degrees. Northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, after President Trump placed tariffs on trade partners around the world, the stock market has rebounded. But what's next for the economy? How are people feeling about where we are? And how might the feeling of uncertainty and instability affect our economy and our mental health? I'm Reginald Hardwick. That's next time on The 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. The weather and climate often cause concern and curiosity. From corn sweat at tornadoes to sub-zero cold and dust storms, what affects climate and weather here in the 21st state? This morning, we're announcing the premiere of a new weekly podcast and radio show. Illinois Public Media is teaming up with Illinois' top scientists to talk about weather realness. Here's some of the first episode.
From the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and Illinois Public Media, welcome to Weather Realness, a weekly podcast about the skies above Illinois and the world. I'm your host, Maddie Stover, a doctoral student in physics here at the University of Illinois.
And I'm Steve Nesbitt, professor of climate, meteorology, and atmospheric sciences at the University of Illinois.
So, Steve, what is the Department of Climate, Meteorology, and Atmospheric Sciences, and what do you focus on in your research in the department?
Yeah, you may not have heard of our department because it's relatively new in terms of the name, but we've been around since 1982 as the Department of Atmospheric Sciences. We renamed our department recently in 2023 to capture.
That was just a few minutes of the first Weather Realness episode featuring University of Illinois doctoral student Maddie Stover and Steve Nesbitt, professor in the Department of Climate, Meteorology, and Atmospheric Sciences. Weather Realness will debut tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Will AM 580, right after Wait, 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 Don't Tell Me. Or if you prefer podcasts, go to the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel. The first segments are already uploaded. And if you want to get your questions answered about weather or climate in our region, please leave us a voicemail at 217-333-2141. Again, 217-333-2141. Reginald Hardwick is the executive producer of this new program. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, Maddie Stover, and Steve Nesbitt. Music by the Kilburn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.